our reading in Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. I'm going to read at verse 6. We're all quiet now before we start the machine. We're all going to be nice and quiet now. We'll not hear any from the Tina this time.
For sin rejects the sin, and you think Christ died for the ungodly.
For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
But God condemneth his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than we will, justified by his blood, we shall be saved. For if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also join in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have not received the atonement. Wherefore as far as man sins into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, so that we were all sinned. For men still the law sins for sin in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Well, that's fine. I'm just going to sing one chorus again, but I want to get finished just in a short time tonight. And I want you to think about what you're singing and what all of the songs the other night that have passed. I want you to be nice and good tonight, because if you call for anything, it'll be on this thing. Now, what should we sing tonight? Well, we don't want a half-hearted one. What would you like to sing about that, Peter? You haven't been thinking about it. What do you say? Nah, do you want to fire? Now, drop. One, two. Just go and draw them for myself if I could. I would have a lot more, but to wait till somebody does it for me. Because as I told you the other night, when I got the first lessening painting, the teacher didn't know whether it was an apple or a banana that I had tried to take. So you can see that whoever does these paintings for me, they're really good. But oh my, the paintings that I have at home, that I've had here in Lerwick before, they are very, very much better. And I'm sorry some of the bigger girls didn't see them too well. They were just such a girl, the old TV girls, that's what I should have said, when they were here the last time. But tonight I've got a very, very simple thing. Perhaps you've seen something like it before, but there's one thing I'm quite sure about, and that is you've never heard about it before, because the lessons that I give them one night one way, and the next night they're all different. But here's the thing I'm going to talk to you about tonight. Perhaps you've seen it before, I don't know. But here it is. Something that's not very often used these days. Yes, it's a candle. I want to talk to you just for a little while on this candle. This candle, you know, is not something that's for an ornament. This is ornamental down here, but not this. Because when I wrote and told the lady what I wanted, I just told her from there to there. I didn't say anything about this, but that's what she did, and I was very, very glad when I saw it. Now this candle tells us that something has got to be said about it, because it's going to do something for us. It's going to teach us something. Way back years and years ago, before there was a candle, there was such a thing as oil. And they used to have a light by oil. But then someone else scratched their head and thought, I wonder if I could do something so that we wouldn't have this oil all the time, running after the oil man and doing one thing and another like that. So they decided they would think it out, and when they thought it out, lo and behold, they made a candle. Now this candle was in use when I was a boy. Many of the boys and girls in Lerwick, the Shetland, have seen candles before, but we don't use them very often now. I just like to do this. I like to go on. We live in the electric age. But still, this candle is in the Bible, and the Bible says a lot about candles, but I'm not going to say too much about what it says in different parts. I want you to have a good look at it first. I'll just say four things very briefly about it. Now the first thing you'll notice, that this candle is straight. You see, if I get a candle, and I do that with it, it won't burn very well. And it won't burn very long. So before this candle is any use, it's got to stand straight up and down. And I know that boys and girls, sometimes are like myself, they would like to be straight up and down, but they just can't manage that. Oh, but you say, Mr. I can stand straight. Ah, yes, but that's not what I mean, and that's, you know, that's not what I mean. You see, in the Bible, we get so many pictures about boys and girls, it's hard sometimes to find a good one to tell you that you know about. But there's one about this that tells us about three boys. Why, these were three boys that lived in a day, not just like ours. You know, the king said, I'm going to make a great big monument and a big island with it for a right on the upstairs sky almost. At least he thought he would. And he says, I'll gather all the people around. And when all the people are around, we'll start the orchestra and they'll start to play music. Whenever they start to play music, everybody will bow down to this image. Who said these three boys? That's all right for the king to say, but that's not what we say. But we're not going to discuss what went on. But I'll tell you this, that the king built his image. Mind you, it was a great big thing. And then he got all the people gathered round about. There were a great many people. So he played the orchestra. Whenever the orchestra started to play, all the people began to bow down. Ah, the three boys stood to attention. Stood straight up in there. Never moved. Somebody saw them standing. They run to the king, they said, Your Majesty, three boys here, they're not going to stand, they're not going to bow down to your image. There are three boys here and they refuse to bow down to your image. Mr. King was raging angry. Not do what I tell them, not do what I say. The boys just stood up, never said a word. We're going to play this again. And if you three boys don't bow down, you're going right into that fiery furnace. Some of the boys just looked at each other. Not a word. The band started to play that. Oh, the king was raging. Just think that I've given you another chance and you're not taking it. See, boys and girls, this image, the man down to this is to say, God, I don't want you. God, I'm not going to trust you. God, you'll have to take second place to this image. I'm going to bow to this image. Ah, but these three boys wouldn't. See, these three boys knew who God was. You thought God had done for them. These three boys said, we're going to trust God, it doesn't matter what happened. But the king was as good as his word. And he got big strong men, he said, tie up these fellows and get them right down, heat that furnace 7 times harder and throw them right in. Can you believe this they did? And then when they threw them into the fiery furnace, whenever they dropped like that, you would see the sparks like flying up. People would be watching. Do you know what happened? Aye. Never happened before or since. King looked in. Three boys are walking about the fire. He says, there's four there now. Four of them. Oh yes. You see, he thought he was going to burn them to death. And all that happened in this great big fire, and the ropes all burned off their hands and their arms and their feet. And they walked about the fire. Ah, but the fourth one was with them. The Lord Jesus was there. And he was walking up and down the fire with them. You know, got the people, they got the three boys out. Got the three boys out, this is what they did. Not a smell of burning. Not a smell of burning. Why, that's strange. Oh, but you see, our God is able. Our God is able. That's the one we've been telling you about this last 2 weeks. That the Lord Jesus that's able to save to the very uttermost. But you see, you'll never be straight. But you're just a sinner like me, and I'm just a sinner like you. And we'll never be straight till we come to Him. Oh, these three boys knew what it was to trust in God and said, doesn't matter what comes, we're going to trust Him. Even suppose we do burn to death, we're still going to trust Him. We're not going to move. If you trust the Lord Jesus, you'll soon get to know as well. He's able to teach you. But there's a second thing, I'd better hurry up for this one. Because this would take me the whole night if I wanted to. How did we look at the candle? How did we look at it? Oh yes, it's lit all right. Oh, but here, you're not straight up there. And you're not straight up there. Oh no, that's right. Because you're burning. And as you're burning yourself out. You're making a sacrifice to give light to everybody else that's in the house. You're making a sacrifice for everybody else but yourself. Oh, being a light and burning bright, it doesn't do you any good. But it does everybody else good.
That's what the scandal is saying. Look at me. I'm burning myself out for you.
For you. You know, the Lord Jesus is down here upon earth. He lived a life, not for himself, but he lived a life for everybody else. See that poor leper running to him. Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. How did the Lord would do it? See this man born blind and carried out there, put out sight, and he's sitting at a corner and he's got his hands out when he hears any footfall. Please help the blind, please help the blind. What do you hear? The crowd. That crowd came almost to him. He said, who's that? Who's that? That's Jesus of Nazareth. He started to shout, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. He never saw Jesus. He was blind. Jesus stopped all that great big procession. Stopped them all, every single one of them. He said, bring that man to me. The man came right, being led over. Yes, this is him. He heard the Lord Jesus say to him this, what wilt thou have me to do? The man says, just like that. He says, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Just like that. Man received his sight. The Lord Jesus just wanted him to know that he'd come to live a life to sacrifice for him. You know, there was another day. This other day, they led him outside the city wall. The Lord Jesus went outside the city wall. He was carrying a cross. This Pilate took him to the top of a hill. He nailed him to a cross on the top of that hill. What was he doing? He was sacrificing for you and for me. And some person has sat and thought and thought and thought. They said, now, there's a lot of boys and girls I would like to tell about this, but I'll never tell all the boys and girls in the world about it, for I couldn't. I know what I'll do. Write a nice little hymn. There was no other good enough to pay the price of sin. He only could unlock the gate of heaven and let us in. He died that we might be forgiven, that we might be at last in heaven saved by his precious blood. Do you know, whoever wrote that hymn must have been reading the Bible. What does it say? Why, it says Christ also once suffered for our sins, the just for us the unjust. Well, he wasn't dying for himself. He wasn't dying for his own sins. He was dying for your sins. He was dying for your sins. He was dying for my sins. And he died on that cross. He died a sacrifice for your sins. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his strength we are healed. Wonder if you brought that up. Wonder if you trusted the Lord Jesus. I wonder if you'd like to know what the Lord Jesus wants you to do. I've got something here that will soon tell you what he wants you to do. What's the use of a candle if it doesn't shine? Oh, I could have a box as big as that organ full of candles in this room. All dark. It wouldn't be a bit of good having all these candles. This candle has got to shine. That's what it's made for. And that's what its job is. And that's why God said to the Lord Jesus, are you listening? He says, I am the light of the world. What does that mean? It really says there's no other light in the world but me. And if you're going to be lighted, When is the Lord Jesus that's going to like you?
And he said this, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life.
This teen boy was jealous. You've got to come to hell to get lighted. You can't shine until you're lit.
You know, this candle could cost £1, £5, £100.
Couldn't light itself, no matter what it did. Someone else has got to light it. You can be a good girl and a good boy, and you can do all what the teacher tells you, and come to meetings and go to Sunday school and read your Bible and say your prayers. You cannot light yourself. You cannot save yourself. You've got to come to the Lord Jesus. When you come to him, he lights you. He starts you on your way so that you can shine. You see, the man that lit this lamp had something else in mind. What was the other thing he said? Well, it tells us in the Bible.
He said he gets this candle and he puts it somewhere where it gives light to all of them in the house. You see, if I got this candle and I lit it up, I had a cupboard here, and I put the thing in the cupboard and shut the door, nobody would see anything. If I got this candle and I went right through there and put it in there and shut the door, people about this hall can't see. You see, that would be wasted light. The Lord Jesus said, the man will set it where he wants it. You know, the great thing is this. The Lord Jesus has a place for you. The Lord Jesus has a place for you. The Lord Jesus has a place for me. And you set us there, just where he wants us. Where were these three boys we were talking about? Just where God needed them. Just exactly where God needed them. The other night I asked a question, what about a boy? What did the boy do? Well, a boy had 5 loaves and 2 small fishes. Just where the Lord Jesus wanted them. And when the disciples got to him and said, Lord, there's a lad here and he's got 5 loaves and 2 fishes. He says, that's the boy I want. Bring him to me now. You see, boys and girls, if you trust the Lord Jesus and let him into your heart, let him into your life, he'll light you so that you can shine. But he'll set you. He'll set you. Many, many books that are written for boys and girls telling them all about the wonderful missionaries. And God said to them, oh, you're Scotch, all right. You're English. You're Irish. You're Welsh. You're Canadian. You're American. You're Australian. And he said to some of them, you're Indian. He says, I know your faith. And I know you want to do what I want. And I know you want to shine. You'll go here. You go there. You go here. You go there. Boy and girl, he wants you first to trust him. Get to know him as your Savior. Then he'll light you up and he'll make you shine. And he'll say, this is where you're to shine. The handwriter said again, your small corner, I in mine. What does it mean? Light a little candle. Burning in the night, in this world of darkness, so we may shine, you in your small corner, and ours is mine. Oh, I can close. Oh God, our Heavenly Father, we do thank you and praise you tonight for the Lord Jesus. We do thank you and praise you for a happy time you've had in these meetings. We do pray that some boy or girl will yet come and put their trust in the Lord Jesus through what they have done, and what they have seen, and what they have heard. We do pray, our Father, that thou wilt
days have come as they come to the Wednesday evening meeting. We ask our Father to help give them that interest that will take them on and build them up, that will shine brightly for thee in this place called Lerwick, that the light will shine all over Lerwick from this meeting. Hear the Lord and accept of our thanks for Jesus' sake. Amen. Wonderful. Oh, I thought that. I'm going to do something tonight. The lady doesn't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to do it. I've got a friend that comes from not very far from where I live. I think she's up here in Holiday. I think I'll give her a job to do. Will you come up here to the front, baby? You're my pal tonight. Come on. You come from here for Alan?
I do, yes.
What's your name?
Mrs. Warren.
You've never told me that before.
Yes.
Tell me, would you like to have a seat in
the
Could you tell any boys and girls what you're in for them?
I like story, I like
the story about your karma. What does it tell you to do? Can you tell me that?
Well,
I guess
that's
after
Jesus and shine out, sit in.
Did you do that?
Yes.
A granny, or did you say?
That's
what I tell my granny now. Did you say you need to wait until granny?
No, I'm just a wee girl.
Just a wee girl. It's more than some of these girls. You think some of these girls do the same as you did?
Exactly
the
same.
So what did you say?
I'm into my hand for Jesus.
We're talking sorry you did it.
Yeah, very happy.
Very happy you did it.
Very happy.
Yeah, I told you. Not many didn't know what was happening, neither did I. But you see, she didn't scratch her head and say, well, I went to a boys and girls meeting and only I think. Oh, no, she didn't say that. She said she did. She did. She did. Well, you need to do something else. Now, you come over here. I'm going to put something in your hand. You've got a good voice because you'll have to talk out loud.
Yes.
first prize. One boy got 33. All the rest a lot lower than that, so I've got a coup for him. This is the second prize. Second prize. These are all under 20 points, they punch it.
What is that, Molly? You need Justin? James, any money? Or just a week. Here, that's Oscar. Here, you see this one. Nicolari.
These are the ones that I've just got there. Small marks, twos and threes.
reading. How do you feel about it?
Oh, it's even. Good boy.
What?
Stephen, something different, Stephen. More, but another Stephen here tonight.
It's all right, we'll get him.
When do you want?
Aye, very good. That's your father to why, isn't it? Very good, that I love. Well, that's it all over now, and we'll hope to see you in Wednesday.